Elvin, tell me your name and what you do for Dairy Farmers of America and where you're from.
Elvin Holland, Dairy Farmers of America. I am the Director of Fluid Marketing and Economic Analysis, and so I deal with regulatory issues that deal with milk marketing and price projections, forecasts. I try to support our lobby group with that kind of information and our sales group with that kind of information.
Well, I think everybody's real interested right now in some of the reasoning behind why we see milk prices so good. And why don't you give us a little bit of background on that?
Well, like with any unusual thing, there's sort of a perfect storm mentality. And a couple of things that we've hit. First of all, global milk production has constrained a little bit. And in our industry, little bits of constraint in production or expansion in production had big impacts on prices. So the European Union's quotas have constrained production there. The drought in Australia, which Australia is not a big milk producer in terms of volume, but in terms of the export business, they're a major producer. And so that has conspired or constrained supply. On the demand side, the global economy has been decent. All of those countries that supply gas that you and I are putting in $3 a gallon at the pump, they have a dollar to spend now. The Asian economies have a dollar to spend. And when you've covered your basics, food, clothing, and shelter, and you have an extra dollar, you generally eat better. And that's exactly what's happening. U.S. dairy products are a staple in that world dietary demand. U.S. dairy products, especially milk proteins and milk powders, are not only are they good nutritionally, they're good food ingredients. They help make good products. And so we've been able to export at just record clips.
Well, looking forward, or trying to, what would you say to those who kind of wonder how long this is going to last?
Well, there's a couple of pieces to that question. You know, certainly economies, you know, boom and bust. So to the extent that the global economy remains reasonably steady, we think this export side is going to continue. It takes a little while to go from calf to milk, so that's our spot at being a global supplier looks to be good, you know, through 2008. And likely we will begin to export more products. We've been a pretty heavy exporter of milk proteins. I expect us to move more butter and cheese. At the same time, as economies, if and when economies fade, you know, we'll see some backup in inventory. Our price projections for 08 look to be a class 3. That's the benchmark. That's milk used to produce cheese in the United States. A historical average is $12.50 to $13.50. This year we're looking at $17.50 to $18. Next year we're looking at $15 to $16. But over the course of the year, probably a steady decline as the year rolls on. January's price is likely to be higher than December's price.
So with this move in the market of late, does that make your job busier or easier?
Seems to make it more wrong more often is what it seems to do. One of the things that's a factor there is this export demand is a new thing for the dairy industry. The grains have been dealing with it for a long time. So the people who are used to using a milk production report, how much cheese and butter did we make this month, what's left in warehouses, how much did consumers eat, we're used to that set of numbers. We're not used to factoring in, well, how does the export market play into that? And we scratch our heads and we say, well, gee, you know, we produced all of this milk, it's got to be backing up in the warehouse, therefore prices are going to fade. But exports are pulling that product out, and we haven't gotten our arms around that, so that's fogged up the crystal ball a little bit.
Well, is there anything else from DFA's perspective that that producers or anybody involved in the dairy industry would be interested to know, especially relating to the market situation that we didn't touch on?
Well, I would certainly promote DFA's risk management programs. We have a very user-friendly program. Settles out of your milk check. It uses daily published prices and markets. We have a staff of 3 or 4 people, so when you call, you don't get a dial this, press that. You get a person to talk to explain the program. And so if some of your listeners are good with their costs and are comfortable in that risk environment, which many dairy farmers are used to doing their feed inputs that way, you should certainly give us a call.
Well, thank you very much, Elvin, with the Dairy Farmers of America here at the NAFB Trade Talk. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.